This is The Headline with Brandon Waltons, bringing you the biggest stories from across Texas. The Headline gives you the news you need to be an informed citizen. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Friday. Thank you for joining us on The Headline. I'm Brandon Waltons, Managing Editor of Texas Scorecard. I'm going to be joined here by Jacob Asmussen, a senior journalist here at Texas Scorecard. We're going to be talking about a number of the big issues this week. It really seems like a lot of action has started to ramp up from local officials defying Governor Abbott's executive orders to the action or inaction happening, in the special session. But if you're watching live, please feel free to drop those comments down there. Any questions you might have as we go through, if you're out watching this live right now, we'd love to get to those. But first, we're going to bring in Jacob, talk about, look, what's been going on kind of across the state. I mean, we know that Governor Greg Abbott issued a while back an executive order that said, look, if you're a local government, if you're a school board, you can't implement mask mandates. This was obviously a pretty big departure. This is from the same governor who implemented a statewide mask mandate, you know, a year ago, but I digress. He does an executive order, says you can't do it. Seems like, for the most part, governments are complying with this until this week.
This week, the floodgates opened. You see local officials across the state just pouring on mask mandates, you know, forcing masks on kids here, forcing masks on kids there. San Antonio, Houston, Austin, Dallas. Up until this point, local officials had kind of obeyed Governor Abbott's order, asked him a few times, hey, you know, we'd really like to force masks on kids, but they didn't really test it until this week. They just openly defied it. They said, you know what, forget your order, we're going to force masks and try to stop us. And that begs the question, really the question of the day, who is in charge right now?
Well, who is in charge, right? Because you had Dallas IDs, the second largest school district in Texas, coming out, announcing their mask mandate on Monday. You know, Austin ISD followed, as you mentioned. Now you're just seeing a big ripple effect where all the major school districts right now either have already approved a mask mandate or are about to consider one for the upcoming school year, which, depending on where you live, some people started earlier this week, some schools start next week. And so that's why you're seeing so much on this. But you've even seen this fight now being taken to court.
The local officials went and asked judges to let them force masks on kids, and the judges are allowing it. And so, again, this begs the question, you know, you have Abbott's executive order, and now you have local officials' order, and they conflict, and who's going to be in charge? What really has authority in Texas right now?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest lawsuit that really started this all off was on Tuesday when you had the San Antonio mayor, Ron Nuremberg, Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins, Bexar County Judge Nelson Wolf teaming up to sue Governor Abbott over that mask order. Right now, that lawsuit sort of ping-ponging around, right? It's ultimately going to be brought up to, you know, on appeals. So we'll see how that actually gets ruled on. But right now, I think it's sort of a standoff. I think maybe we actually have a clip that sort of illustrates what's going on right now on that front. It is a real standoff in many ways. But, you know, this is, of course, something that could have been avoided. We'll talk a little bit about that. But, I mean, you even have Clay Jenkins, right, the Dallas County judge. You know, they all started with the schools. That's why I say that it seems like things are really unraveling. They all started with the schools. Okay, we need to protect the kids, the people who are, by the way, I think the least vulnerable to any serious symptoms or from COVID-19. But then you've now even had Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins raising the bar and actually saying that every business in Dallas County should require masks.
Yeah, oh, and then you're seeing in Austin, Mayor Steve Adler saying if he could, he would force all citizens, all city employees to get the vaccine, to get injected with a vaccine. And so they're ramping this up very quickly. And it's very concerning, especially for the kids, because those are the ones suffering right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, you see health experts who are not named Dr. Fauci, health experts across the country, even across the world, saying, look, this is not good for kids. It doesn't stop the spread of the virus, and it is very harmful to their development. Even the Irish Health Agency recently said, look, this is not helpful for kids. This is child abuse. And so, you know, amid this political fight of who has authority to mandate what in Texas, right, you have the kids who are the ones suffering.
Yes, and, you know, you have... you look at the Texas legislature, right? What could they be doing right now? Well, actually what you see is that in the Texas House, State Representative Harold Dutton, who is the chairman of the Education Committee in the Texas House, appointed by Speaker Phelan, a Democrat committee chair in charge of education, I'll repeat that, right? Has filed a bill that would actually expressly allow for school boards to implement these sorts of policy. You know, even though we've seen Republican legislation filed previously by folks like Jeff Kasin and Matt Schaefer that would have done the exact opposite.
Yeah. Well, so you're seeing in the Capitol, you know, a few different bills filed. But overall, it's a mess in Texas right now because you have Governor Abbott trying to decree his own commands. Those aren't working.
Yeah.
Local officials are running rampant. And meanwhile, the state legislature isn't able to do their work. And so, what is law? What's authority in Texas right now?
Well, and that's exactly right. I think that's the moral of the story, is that Republicans in the state legislature had the opportunity to set out a framework for what going forward, you know, dealing with COVID-19 would look like, and they absolutely punted on the issue. In fact, there was one opportunity where the legislature, the Texas House, had the ability to expressly prohibit local governments from instituting mask mandates, and they actually voted it down. I think it was a 71-72 vote. So you actually had some Republicans joining Democrats in stopping that effort. But this issue is getting a lot of attention right now, and Governor Greg Abbott's really being put on the spot. You actually have some of Governor Abbott's primary challengers in that 2022 upcoming Republican primary speaking out. I want to read a few of these quotes Texas Scorecard received from them this week. Chad Prather, a humorist who is challenging Greg Abbott, says, your child has a better chance of being eaten by a shark in a lake in Kansas than dying from COVID. Let them breathe free air and let's mandate this abuse ends now. Don Huffines, former state senator, called the mandates an attack on the rights and liberties of Texans and a glaring example of gross overreach by local governments. Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, former Republican Party of Texas chairman, agreed, saying, if we're now living under mandates, then we no longer reside in a constitutional republic. Instead of being governed, we're being ruled. We have a representative democracy for a reason, for the will and voice of the people to be heard, as opposed to tin pot dictators like Clay Jenkins in Dallas County or Lena Hidalgo in Harris County, some of these Democrat local officials that have been doing this. So the question is, look, is this going to be something that the governor puts on the special session call? So far, we're in the second 30-day, you know, special session that he could call, and we've not seen any willingness from him to add that in a way so that Republican lawmakers, Republican legislature can actually go act on those issues.
Yeah, and after this week, something has to happen.
Yeah.
Because now officials are running rampant. It's moving at a blazing pace, and Abbott, the legislature, has to act, and they have to act quickly.
Well, it's not all negative. You know, earlier this week, you had a couple restaurants in Austin. We reported on a couple of restaurants in Austin that were saying, if you want to dine indoors, you need to show your COVID vaccine, your proof of vaccination. You need to be fully vaccinated, which, of course, expressly went against some of the legislation actually passed during the session. They were kind of they were running afoul of the law. Citizens got a big victory yesterday when TABC, the Texas Alcohol Bureau Beverage Commission, threatened to pull their licenses, and they backed down. So a citizen victory there for now, but just goes to show how vigilant folks need to be.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, switching gears altogether to another issue, I'm telling you, there was a lot going on simultaneous this week. We got an update on gender modification, okay? This issue that we've seen play out in the legislature, and by play out in the legislature, I mean ducked by the Texas House, passed by the Texas Senate. You know, the week started out, though, on Monday with the Republican Party of Texas requesting that this issue be added to the special session call.
Yeah, so this issue really traces back several years to the story of James Younger, a 9-year-old in Dallas whose mother wanted to force him against his father's wishes to take sterilizing drugs and eventually castrate him. And so this issue gained national attention. Like you mentioned, earlier this year, the state legislature had the opportunity to pass protections into law for these children, but chose not to. And then finally this week, Governor Greg Abbott, after not doing anything for the past several years, not even speaking about the matter, finally made an announcement, and he sent a letter to a state agency asking them to decide if these permanently scarring surgeries are child abuse. And so the state agency replied.
What'd they say?
They said, yes,
okay,
these operations are child abuse and carry certain punishments.
Sure.
But now many questions remain, and that leads us up to yesterday when State Rep. Brian Slayton sent a follow-up to the state agency saying, look, okay, so you can't cut off a child's healthy genitalia, but what about all these other things? What about these sterilizing puberty blocker drugs that they give to kids, you know, as young as 8? What about psychological counseling that tries to convince children that they're the opposite sex? What about all these other things that happen?
Chemical castration, puberty blockers, are
all of these child abuse as well? And so now we're waiting to hear back on that. But regardless, the state legislature could have passed laws earlier this year, but they chose not to. And now Governor Greg Abbott, despite the state agency letters, still won't add the issue to the special session.
Well, he says, I mean, this was his quote, right, from a few weeks ago, said that he thought the chances of it passing the Texas House was nil.
Which is remarkable because Republican lawmakers hold the power in all the branches of the state government, the governorship, right, and the state legislature. And so that's remarkable to say that, you know, even your Republicans who hold the majority, who hold the power, won't approve it into law.
It appears to me, I mean, you go back to I guess it was a few weeks ago now at this point, when Governor Abbott was on that radio show and said, I'm going to do something, just wait a few days, and then this was what he ended up doing. It seems very much, almost like, you know, this was almost the least he could do.
And James Younger's father, Jeff, said it the best a couple months ago. He said, why is it so hard to get our elected officials to protect children in this state? And that's really the question. Like, why is it so difficult for the state legislature, who supposedly has enough support to pass this, why is it so hard for them to pass this into law? Why is it so hard for Governor Greg Abbott to act on this issue and protect these kids? So that is the glaring question. And we'll see what continues to happen.
All right. Well, the last thing I want to touch on, you know, speaking of the special session, adding things to the special session call, in order to pass items on a special session agenda, you need the lawmakers to actually be there. And so far, we are now, I think, 31 days, a month in to Democrats thwarting the Texas House from having a quorum, having that 2/3 quorum necessary in order to conduct business. And, you know, little still. It's amazing to see. I mean, the Democrats have left, but really Republicans have kind of enabled them along the way because nothing has really substantially happened. We've not seen any lawmakers, any Democrats brought back in handcuffs. You know, the Senate has just about passed all of the agenda items. The House is expected to meet at 2 p.m. today. They're going to not even really meet on Sunday. They're coming in Monday at 4 p.m. They've set out the agenda. They're taking it easy. And yet, you know, there's still no sight for a quorum.
And that leads us back to the question of the day. Who is in charge, right?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, in Texas, in the real world, you know, families are being taxed out of their homes, right? Children like James Younger face permanently being sterile for the rest of their life, right? You have big tech, right? Censoring, conservative, all these different issues. And who is in charge at the state legislature? We don't know because they're not doing anything. And particularly Republicans in the House of Representatives, they have the power. They had the authority to wrangle these Democrats who are putting on this bad soap opera show right now. Right? Republicans had the authority to wrangle them back, to bring them back, and they are not using it. And furthermore, all of this summer drama wasn't even necessary if they had just done their work in the spring. But that was too much to ask.
Exactly. And so now we're in the position we're in. Now, the Texas House, you know, on Monday finally issued a call of the House, which says that they're going to close the doors and then immediately open them, by the way, so that people can go leave and get their permission slip and leave. But we're going to close the doors. On Tuesday, they instructed the sergeant-at-arms to go get these guys. But it wasn't until, and by the way, and arrest warrants were finally issued after, you know, 30 days or so, for these Democrats who had left. But that was Tuesday. It took two additional days until we read reports that DPS was finally instructed to actually go arrest them. And I can tell you right now, that was yesterday. It's 11:22 as we're doing this right now, AM on Friday. And I have not seen any pictures yet of, you know, of any of these lawmakers in handcuffs. And it's important to note that there's actually only a minority of them, from my understanding, that are still in Washington, D.C. A lot of them are actually just in their home. We've even heard reports that some of them have even been in and out of the Capitol.
Yeah, so what are Republicans doing? They control the chamber. What are we doing?
Yeah, and so it's going to be, you know, the longer we wait without a quorum, I think that pressure is going to continue to build.
Yep.
It's going to build on Speaker Phelan to do something. It's going to build on Republicans. You know, you really do feel an energy like, you know, they're not laughing about the colors of the permission slips anymore. And so we'll be watching that. We'll be seeing if maybe they get a quorum and maybe they're able to do some of that.
Absolutely.
So I want to thank everybody who's watching live right now. We've actually got a couple of questions down here. We've got Tanya, or statements here. Tanya saying, Abbott has no more authority to legislate now more than before. The legislature has no authority to violate the Constitution by intending to pass pretend legislation and violate our rights. We've also got Fran down there saying, Denton just voted in mask mandates last night. Yes, Denton. And now you're seeing this spread across a lot of these places right now. I'm also being told today is actually day 32 of quorum busting. So that's a little Brandon math for you right there. It's the 32nd day. So now we're in over a month. We haven't seen any substantive action to be able to rein these folks in. I want to let everybody know a few housekeeping things here. First of all, Conservative Leader Awards coming up December 4th. If you know somebody who's a great candidate, somebody who's a grassroots activist, someone who's put in the work and hasn't been recognized, please go up. We'll drop the link down here in the comments, but you can go to texasscorecard.com and go nominate somebody that you think would be a great recipient of the award. If you're there, go ahead. We've got early bird pricing tickets as well, so you can join your friends there. We're going to be having that in Irving, Texas. That's December 4th. Look forward to seeing a lot of y'all there. Also want to remind you to listen to our full suite of podcasts. On Monday, we've got, of course, another episode of This Week in Texas by our own Capitol correspondent, Jeremy Kitchen, which will no doubt be interesting as we look ahead at this potential week of quorum. And also, I would be remiss not to say, you need to check out the Texas directory at texasscorecard.com. If you want to get in contact with your lawmakers, if you want to make your voice heard, go check that out. All of that can be found at texasscorecard.com. I want to say hello to everybody watching right now. Carol tuning in from Navarro County. It's her birthday. Happy birthday, Carol. And thank you for what better way to spend it, right, than watching the headline. I can't think of a better way. Thank you for tuning in. Tiffany, of course, watching from Deer Park. Great to see you on, Tiffany. Sharon tuning in from Fort Worth. We've got David in Shepherd, Texas. If you have any questions, if you're watching this later, please feel free to drop them down in the stream. We're gonna be working the legislature, right? The Texas House may not be working. Texas Scorecard. We're gonna be actually continuing to work and follow this news. So thank you so much for joining us again today. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for listening to The Headline from Texas Scorecard.
We're live every Friday at 11 a.m. on the Texas Scorecard Facebook page to talk about the biggest stories of the week, so check us out there or listen to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, whatever platform you prefer. And while you're there, you can also check out the ever-growing line of podcasts and programming provided by Texas Scorecard.